This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
If the Federal Reserve raises interest rates at the conclusion of its meeting today, financial markets will turn into a sea of Edvard Munch faces. If that's too highbrow, think Home Alone Wall Street edition. Essentially, nobody this morning, except maybe me, thinks Fed policymakers will make a move today. The 10-year Treasury yield is down at 2.02%. But just when rates will go up is adding an undercurrent of uncertainty in the business world, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
If you talk to investors, many will tell you it's not what the Fed's telling us it's a problem. It's the way they're doing it.
I think the Fed has had a problem with its messaging lately.
Alan Rechtschaffen is a financial advisor at UBS.
And if the Fed could message appropriately, I think that they'd be a lot better off and you'd have a lot of uncertainty come out of the marketplace.
For all the Fed's messaging, its signals are unclear. Part of the problem might be the Fed just hasn't been doing this very long. Peter Conte Brown is author of the book, The Power and Independence of the Federal Reserve.
It is within recent memory that the Fed has been so transparent about its decisions as it is now.
Only in 2011, Ben Bernanke decided the Fed would have monthly news conferences. 20 years ago, the market had to figure things out entirely on its own.
Even before 1994, the Fed didn't even announce what its decision was.
For all its ambiguity, this Federal Reserve may be the most transparent in the bank's history. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.